Thank you, brothers and sisters. This is the first time we fellowship on the book of Song of Solomon.
上次我们交通到雅歌的第二章第九节。
The last time we stopped at verse 9 of chapter 2.
今天晚上呢，我们好不好还是先把这一整章圣经一共17节，我们把它读一下。
Let's read through this chapter again.
为着彼此不干扰，没有这个时间上的拖延，我请弟兄姊妹尽量把你的麦克风先关掉，大家听见我的声音，然后跟着我一起读，好不好？我们来读雅歌书第二章第一节。我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花，我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内，我的良人在男子中，如同苹果树在树林中。我欢欢喜喜坐在他的荫下，尝他果子的滋味，觉得甘甜。他带我入筵宴所，以爱为旗在我以上。求你们给我葡萄干，增补我力，给我苹果，畅快我心，因我思爱成病。他的左手在我头下，他的右手将我抱住。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。听啊，是我良人的声音，看啊，他串山越岭而来。我的良人好像羚羊或像小鹿，他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户往里观看，从窗棱往里窥探。我良人对我说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去，因为冬天已往，雨水止住过去了，地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到，斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。无花果树的果子渐渐成熟，葡萄树开花放香，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。要给我们擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸，因为我们的葡萄正在开花，良人属我，我也属他，他在百合花中牧放群羊。我的良人啊，求你等到天起凉风，日影飞去的时候，你要转回，好像羚羊或像小鹿在比特山上。好，我们读雅歌，我们看见这里描写好像一个以色列的童女，她爱慕所罗门王那个爱情追求的故事。
When we read the Book of Song of Songs, it's really about a virgin from Israel, and her love towards the King Solomon.
在这里面的人物也说出今天每一个蒙救赎神的儿女和主之间的关系。
The character that's in this book represents the relationship of us and our Father God.
在第一章里面我们看见这个童女遇见的是国度的君王。
In chapter 1, it sees the virgin is meeting the kingdom, the king of the kingdom.
这都说到我们基督徒相信主到了什么程度，我们跟主之间的关系是什么关系。
This represents the relationship, what type of relationship we're having with our Lord and how far our salvations are with our Lord.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们属灵追求的起点 是基督在我们心中是主是王。
As the ones who are saved, the starting point of our salvation is we put Jesus Christ as our Lord, in our heart.
我们知道我们很可能跟称主像门徒们称主说夫子，但是他还不是我们的王。
Perhaps we can call our Lord a rabbi or teacher, but he's not our king yet.
就是他说话我可以相信我也可以不相信。
Things he said, I believe it or maybe I don't believe it.
就好像多马一样。
It's like doubting Thomas.
但是当主耶稣复活告诉多马说你来摸我的手探我的肋旁，多马就俯伏下来。
After Jesus Christ was resurrected, Jesus told Thomas, touch my side and touch my hand. Then, Thomas surrendered and believed.
多马怎么说呢？他说，你是我的主，你是我的神。
What did Thomas say after he saw Jesus? He said, you're my Lord, you're my God.
多马在那个时刻呢，主耶稣在他身上的地位，从老师，从师父，变成了他的王，他的主，他的神。
At that moment, Thomas, Jesus Christ in Thomas's heart had a switch from teacher to his God to his Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读雅各书，我们要常常祷告，问自己：主啊，你跟我的关系，我怎么看你？求你光照我。
Brothers and sisters, when you are reading the Book of Song of Songs, you should have this prayer in your heart: Lord, what type of relationship are we having? What are you in my eyes?
我们向主降服，愿意他在我心中做王。
We are willing to surrender to our Lord, and we're ready to taking our Lord as our King in our heart.
第一章里面第二个关系。
The second relationship in the first chapter.
主在这一个追求的女子身上呢，她是牧人。
The Lord to this virgin girl is a shepherd.
所以我们呢，在相信主的路上，我们有过一点得着喂养，我们得着照顾，并且被主引领的经历。
So in our spiritual path, we are led by our Lord, fed by our Lord, and cared by our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你我都可以在这些点上向我们周围的人做见证，他是我的好牧人。
Brothers and sisters, we can always testify that our Lord is our good shepherd to everybody around us.
然后到了第一章结束的时候，我们看见他称他所追求的这一位是他所亲爱的良人。
Now he at the end of chapter one, she's the virgin start calling her Lord, my love.
感谢我my beloved.
My beloved.
在英文里面呢，他 love 是讲到良人称这个女子，那么这个女子称良人呢，她称我亲爱的。
In English, the virgin is calling the Lord my beloved. The Lord is calling the virgin my love.
在希伯来原文里面，它是有男性女性的分别的。
In the original text in Hebrews, there is the masculine and the feminine content.
Yeah. 所以我们看见我们在主面前生命的成长是有很清楚的阶段，这个阶段是借着我们跟主之间的关系，我们的承认发生关有直接关联的。
With our growth in our spirit, we have certain stages, and through our acknowledgement, we get to the stage with our Lord.
但愿我们呢能够借着雅各书找到追求主并且得着主的那条道路。
I hope, brothers and sisters, through the Book of Song of Songs, we can all find the path to seek our Lord and to get to know our Lord.
我们也看见在雅各书里面有一个很特别的描写。
We see all this special description in the Book of Song of Songs.
当我们被主吸引，我们开始起来愿意追求主、寻找主的时候。
When we are drawn towards God and we're ready to follow our Lord.
很自然的，我们的主就会开始留意我这个追求他的人。
Naturally, our Lord will pay attention to us who are ready to seek him.
过去有一些侍奉主的仆人们告诉我。
In beforehand, our, the servants of our Lord have spoken with us.
他说神啊，或者我们的主耶稣基督，对那些向他认真的人，他就认真。
Those old disciples have told us that, our Lord is serious to those who is serious to him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但愿我们读雅各书，我们不仅是追求一个感觉，我们要对主认真。
So brothers and sisters, don't just chase after a feeling, but we need to, take this seriously. We need to be serious to our Lord.
我们看见今天很多神的儿女们追求所谓的等候主啊，或者进入主的交通，大部分的人是追求一个感觉。
Today we've seen, the worship of, getting to know God, getting to the Spirit is more of a feeling, the chasing after the feeling.
啊，他是活在这个 the realm of sense, 是一个 sensation 的里面。
They're living in the realm of sense, they're chasing after the sensation.
我这样讲啊，因为我自己年轻的时候落进过这种光景。
I'm saying this is because when I was young, I have fallen into this trap before.
很快就好像走到了终点了，走到死胡同里面了。
When you're into this trap, very easily you will reach the terminal.
The end point. Dead end.
A dead end.
我们就走不通了，就一直停在那个地方。
We'll stop there. There's nowhere to go.
但是真正一个爱慕对主认真追求的人，他是怎么样呢？
When you really love the Lord, what should you do?
他在寻求主，看见主，他就学主的样式。
When the person is seeking the Lord, the person will copy the actions of the Lord.
怎么叫做学主的样式呢？
What is copying the Lord?
把主摆在我自己遇见的每一件事情的里面。
We're putting our Lord on top of things that everything we are encounter.
在这件事情上看见主怎么表现，我就学他的样式。
We think, what would Jesus do in this matter? Then we will follow after what Jesus do.
我们称这种的学习和操练叫做生命的操练。
We're calling this type of practice the practice of life.
所以主看见这个追求他的人能够比方他是像法老套车的骏马一样。
Then we are able to call this type of person the mare who was on the buggies of the Pharaoh.
我们也看见哈，这样的属灵的操练呢，有夜晚，也有白天。
So we're seeing in this type of spiritual practice, there is the nighttime and there is the daytime.
我们称这个叫属灵操练叫 spiritual exercise.
Spiritual exercise.
啊，这个 exercise 是要用力气的。
You have to do a, use a lot of efforts to exercise.
要付代价的。
You have to pay a lot of price.
你运动完回家，你会感觉身体不一样的。
When you exercise, when you go home, you feel different.
这个就是雅各的经历。
This is the experience of the Son of Songs.
那么什么是属灵的黑夜呢？
What is the darkness of the spiritual exercise?
那是指着我们自己里面的，别人看不见。
Just to our inner self, nobody else can see it.
所以我外面的生活是我里面的操练而产生出来的。
My outward conduct behavior. My outward conduct is the practice of our inner behavior.
对，我们里面呢。把主耶稣当作一袋墨药藏在我们的胸怀，这是夜间每一件事你都要这样子来爱慕主耶稣，与他同死。
When you encounter something, you should have tried to keep Jesus Christ as this pouch of myrrh that you keep near your chest. So every matter you deal with, you have to remember your Jesus Christ is this pouch of myrrh.
我们让主的死的香气把我们熏透。
We need to have this fragrance of the death of Jesus Christ to get us through this.
那么白天呢，就是在众人面前的生活。
Daytime is the life that's in front of everybody.
在众人面前呢，我们看见主的样式，像这葡萄园间的凤仙花一样。
We are seeing our Jesus Christ is like the
Hannah flower in the vineyard.
Sorry, what flower?
Hannah flower.
A Hannah flower in the vineyard.
Vineyard. 我们看见了 所以我们愿意像主一样平凡，在弟兄姊妹们面前，在众人面前，即便我们很有恩赐，很有才干，我也不要显出来。
We want to be as ordinary as Jesus Christ. Although there's a lot we can do, we know a lot, we don't want to show off.
弟兄姊妹们，这样子我们生命就开始有改变，有长进。
So brothers and sisters, through this practice, our life can grow, our spiritual life can grow.
在这样的学习里面，我们就发现主真成为我的力量，成为我生活的泉源。
Through this practice, we are really seeing that Jesus Christ is the source of our power, is the source of our energy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见第一章就有黑夜的经历。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 1, there is experiences of nighttime.
第二章呢，一开头，我们看见这一个追求主的女子，在主的爱中，她就安息了。
In the first half of the chapter 2, we're seeing this virgin girl is sleeping in the love of Jesus Christ.
我们的主真是爱我们。
Our Lord really loves us.
他知道我们跟随他呢，是照着生命长进的过程，而不是忽然有一个特殊的经历我们就改变。不是这样的。
Our Lord really knows that the way we follow Him is through stages of growth. It's not all of a sudden we follow Him, we have this spiritual gain.
我们知道今天有很多人啊，盼望追求。
伯弟兄听不见了， you're muted.
我刚刚碰到一下。我们看见今天很多基督徒啊，在追求一个比较兴奋超然的经历。
We're seeing Christians nowadays are chasing after this spontaneous all of a sudden growth.
我们相信主也会给我们有这样突破性的经历。
We know that our Lord will give us this sudden growth.
这个 breakthrough 的一个
breakthrough.
一个 experience。但是每一个 breakthrough 呢，它背前面或者背后呢，都有很长一段频繁的生长的痛苦。
In every cases of breakthrough, there always this ordinary but also painful growth.
或者 growing pain.
A growing pain.
我们必须要 suffer 这个每天的，但是在我们要成长的时候，因着我们满足了，我们就停下来。
Because in our growth, when we are satisfied, we will stop.
我们看见呢，主爱我们，他就等候我们。
We're seeing that our Lord loves us, so He will wait for us.
他还劝我们周围的人说，不要叫醒他，等他自己情愿。
He's telling the people around us, don't wake him up or don't wake her up. Just let him get up by himself or by herself.
我们每一次对主有新鲜的爱慕，有更深的追求，都必须是出自我们自己里面的情愿。
Every time we're having more love and more feelings for our Lord, it has to come from us.
弟兄姊妹们，这种从我们里面出来自发的爱慕，最叫我们的主心里得着满足。
Brothers and sisters, this voluntary love that's coming out of us towards our Lord, that will make our Lord,
我们在教会生活里面有时候羡慕别人爱主啊，我们也模仿他，这个是好的，但是我们更应该祷告，主啊，激发我，让我对你认真。
We're seeing, our brothers and sisters in church who really love the Lord, and we sometimes copy them, but we really should have this prayer that Lord, motivate me, invoke me, please.
当这一个追求主的女子她醒过来的时候。
So when this virgin girl wakes up,
我们看见她属灵的官能呢好像比以前要更敏锐。
When she wakes up, her spiritual sense is more sharp.
她一醒来她就听见她良人的声音了。
The minute she wakes up, she hears the voice of her loved, a beloved.
她一思想就好像看见她的良人的行动。
When she thinks, she can see the action of her beloved.
When he contemplates.
A contemplate.
他说看了 behold 啊，他这个 behold 在希腊文希伯来文里面常常讲到一个人在神面前的默想 contemplate。我解释一下。
I apologize. I used the wrong word. It should be I contemplate. And Brother Board just mentioned that in the word behold in Hebrews, it really meant after a long meditation or self-meditation.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们基督徒平时哈单独与主相处我们要追求的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the type of experience we should have, we should chase after, when we are, with our Lord alone.
当他这样听这样看主的时候。
When you see, when you follow our Lord like that.
他认识主来拯救我们付了多大的代价。
You realize how big of a debt our Lord had paid just to save us.
而且主来吸引我们他是何等耐心温柔的等待我们。
And how patient a con our Lord is when he was waiting for us to come to him.
我自己每次读啊回想起我属灵生命追求的过程。
When I was reading this, I recall my experience of my spiritual growth.
我常常俯伏在主面前感恩呢。
I often come in front of our Lord and just be thankful.
因为若是我和弟兄姊妹们比起来，我是一个最不会爱慕主的人。
If I'm compared to all the brothers and sisters, I'm the person who least love the Lord, know how to love the Lord.
我记得我在大学时代，我有好些基督徒的同学，他们真是很爱主。
I remember during my college years, I have a lot of classmates who are Christians who really love the Lord.
我在和弟兄姊妹们一起聚会的时候，我跟他们讲，我对什么都有兴趣，就是对主、对聚会没有兴趣。
I told my classmates during fellowship, I'm interested in pretty much everything except our Lord.
但是当主吸引的时候
But when our Lord has drawn me towards him,
我才发现主对我们何等的忍耐，何等的温柔。
We're seeing how tender, how patient our Lord is.
他站在我们的墙壁后面，从窗户来看我们。
He's standing behind our walls and looking through the windows to see us.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉到主耶稣何等盼望能够亲近我们？
Have you felt this, brothers and sisters? How much does our Lord really want us to be close to him?
他要来亲近我们，不是我们去亲近他。
How much does he want to come near us?
对，他何等盼望来抱抱我们。
How much does he want to hold us?
不是当我们看见这件事情，我们就发现我们真是蒙爱的人。
When we see this clearly, we'll see that we're beloved, we're really beloved.
我们每次聚完会就感觉我们里面满满的、饱饱的被主的爱充满。
After each fellowship, if you see this, you will feel that you're filled with the love from the Lord.
我们来到第十节。
Let's go to verse 10.
他听见良人对他说话。
My beloved, the virgin girl is heard the beloved speaking to her.
我们的主邀请他。
Our Lord invite her.
说呢。他说我的佳偶我的美人起来与我同去。
I'm also reading from the Darby translation. My beloved, spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
我们看见我们在主的眼中主称我们我们是他所爱的。
So we're seeing that in God, in our Lord's eyes, we are, we're his love.
我们在他的眼中他看我们是何等的美丽。
He's seeing how beautiful we are in his eyes.
但是在这里主有一个要求有一个呼唤。
But here, our Lord has a call.
他要我们起来。
He wants us to rise up.
然后他还要我们与他一同去啊他是说要我们离开。
He wants us to come away, to leave.
我们弟兄用了 Darby 的 Darby 翻译的 come away。
I used the Darby translation. Brother Darby used the word come away.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们真进入雅各书的经历里
Brother, sister, if you really enter into the experience of the Book of Song of Songs,
雅各书的那个交通的里面,
if you get into the fellowship,
我们一定会要有行动的改变。
We must have change of actions.
在这里主要我们起来，不要在那里休息，不要在那里什么都不动。
In this verse, our Lord called us to get up, to rise up, and not to be immobile.
弟兄姊妹们，很多时候，特别当我讲我自己年轻的时候，我们认为的与主交通就是每一堂聚会我都坐在里面做玛利亚聚会，什么事我都不用做。
When I was young, my thought of having fellowship with our Lord is just to sit in the gathering, just be like Mary and not do a thing.
当弟兄姊妹们说，请你能不能承担这个责任？我说不不不，我要做玛利亚，我不要做马大。
When our brothers and sisters asked me to do a duty, I said, oh, no, I don't want to be Martha, I want to be Mary.
弟兄姊妹，那是完全的错误的领会。
That's absolutely wrong, brothers and sisters.
我们可以起来，然后呢，我们要离开我们的天然的观念和倾向。
We need to get up and leave our old self, our natural self and our old behavior.
弟兄姊妹们，我们上一次已经讲到第二章里面的经历呢，就是一个脱离己生命的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, the experience you should be having in chapter 2 is really just to leave, the call from our Lord to leave your self life.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得我们信主多少年，是不是我们已经完全脱离了己的这个捆绑和辖制呢？
Brothers and sisters, I'm not so sure how many years you have accepted the Lord, but are you really free from your old self, your old self life?
我们的己里面包含了我们的性情。
Our old self life includes our temper.
包含了我们对事情的意见。
It includes our attitude towards a certain matter.
Yeah, 还有呢，我们也包含了我们对环境的一个倾向。
Our feelings towards certain issues.
我们有的时候用一个字叫做我们有一个 inclination.
Oh, inclination.
碰到事情来的时候，我总是这样去，没有人能帮助我改过来。
It's more like when you see a issue, you always do this. Nobody can change me. Nobody can.
这些东西在我们里面呢，就是我们的生命。
This in ourselves was our life.
我们很容易被这些东西限制，被它套牢，以至于我们就不改变，不长进。
We are often trapped by our old self so that we will never have any spiritual growth.
所以主的救赎啊，他付这么大的代价来救我们，而且来等待我们，等候我们。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord had paid a such heavy price and now he's waiting for us.
他要带我们起来，要脱离这些事物。
He's going to lead us to rise up and leave our old self.
在这一章圣经，这一第二章里面呢，有两次讲到呢，要起来离开。
In chapter 2, there are two times there was our Lord calling us to rise up and leave, to come away.
一次是第十节，另外一次在第十三节。
First time's in verse 10, the second time is in verse 13.
好，我们感谢主，中文翻译叫做起来与我同去。
The Chinese translation is more of rise up and come with me.
好，我们要脱开，要断掉我们的己生命。
We need to sever us from our old life.
好，我们凭着自己的想法，不可能的。
No way we can do that ourselves using our own thoughts.
因为我们的自己想法就是我的己，我根本没有脱开。
Because your own idea, your own thoughts, it's just still coming out of your old self life.
但是若是我们能够与主同去，那就不一样。
But if you can go with our Lord, it's totally different.
我本来要往那里去，主往另外一个方向走，我就放下我的意见跟他走，那个叫做与主同去。
So originally you were supposed to go to one direction, but now because our Lord is going the opposite way, you're ready to give up yourself and follow our Lord to go the opposite way. This is
这是一个十字架的经历。
This is the experience of the cross.
我要讲一点我儿子他读高中时候的经验。
I'm going to share something about my son who he was in high school.
他读高中的时候我没有住在家里因为我到波特兰来服侍。
When he was in high school, I wasn't home because I was serving in Portland.
所以他生活中发生的很多事情都是我是从我姊妹那里才知道的。
A lot of things happened in his life. I only heard it from my wife.
我儿子小的时候呢他非常的盼望他在学校里面能够被同学接纳。所以换句话说他很感觉到 peer pressure.
My son, when he was young, he hoped he can get accepted by most of his friends. He kind of fall under this peer pressure.
所以他非常在乎同学们做什么他也要做什么。
So he cared about what his friends did, so he wanted to do that as well.
但是感谢主啊在他成长的过程中因着母亲的带领他开始尝到主的滋味而且认识主的真实。
Thank our Lord, because of his mom, my wife, my son was able to have just a little taste of the realness and how good our Lord is.
那么在他高中好像是11年级的时候。
During junior years of his high school.
有一个星期礼拜一他就跟他妈妈谈。
On a Monday, he was speaking to his mom.
他说妈妈这个礼拜五晚上我能不能啊不去教会参加读经聚会。
This Friday, can I skip the Bible study in our church?
母亲就问他说什么原因你不去呢
Mom said, why you not, you don't want to go?
他说因为呢这个礼拜五是我们学校的 homecoming game。
Because this Friday is our homecoming game.
那我要在学校里面呢帮忙做很多的事情。
There's a lot of things for me to do, to help out with the homecoming game.
那么妈妈没有跟他说你可以或者不可以。
Mom didn't say, yeah, sure, or no, you shouldn't.
那么只跟他讲你好好去祷告。
Mom said, you should pray about this seriously.
结果到了星期五早上。
Friday morning.
他要上学以前他跟他妈妈讲今天下午我按时候回来。不是我会回来晚一点但是我要去参加教会的读经聚会。
He told his mom that, I'll be home a little late, but I'll be on time for my Bible study.
母亲就很稀奇等他那一天聚会回来的路上就问他你怎么会愿意来读经呢
Mom was a little surprised, but she asked him after the Bible study is over, how come you came home for a Bible study?
对不起大家听得见我的声音吗
刚才中断了十秒钟吧。
对，我这边有一个 message 说我的 internet connection is unstable。抱歉。
没事。
现在听到了。
伯弟兄，我们刚才讲到为什么您的儿子又回家去 Bible study？
是，所以妈妈就问他，你怎么做这个决定？
Mom said, "How did you make this decision?"
他说我这个礼拜每天都问主耶稣，我该怎么办？
He said, every single day I prayed to our Lord, said, Lord Jesus, what should I do?
主耶稣只问他说你要我还是要同学的。
Our Lord asked him, do you want me or do you want your friends?
他跟主耶稣讲说主耶稣我愿意跟你同去。
He said, Lord, I want to follow you.
那么他就问主说但是我同学怎么办呢
He asked, what about my friends? What about my classmates?
主就告诉他说你可以放了学晚一点回家在学校先把你要做的事情统统做完。
Our Lord said, well, you can stay a little longer in school and just finish up things you need to do with your friends.
因为他是一个社团的 president, 他必须要带头做这些事情。
Because my son was a president of a club, so he has to lead a lot of things.
他是 key club president.
Oh, it's key club president.
他就跟他所有的 member 讲，说今天最后的 homecoming game 我不能在，因为我要去读经。
He told everybody in the club, said, well, I cannot be here for the homecoming game because I have a Bible study.
但是所有我们 Key Club 要做的事情我都跟你们一起做。
But things I need to do for the club, I'll do it with you guys.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做跟随。
Brothers and sisters, this is called the experience of following the Lord.
这个叫做爱的交通。
This is the love of fellowship, Lord.
若是我们仅仅是坐在那里闭着眼睛，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，那个都可能走差了路，到了 dead end。
If you just sit there and just yell hallelujah all day, you could very much reach a dead end very quickly.
弟兄姊妹，主来寻找我们，是呼召我们起来与他同去。
When the Lord comes to find us, he calls us to rise up and follow him, to go with
him. 然后主总结一下我们停顿的那一段的经历。
Then our Lord will give us sort of a summary of the time that we stopped.
第十一节他说因为冬天已经过去了。
Verse 7 it says, behold, the winter is past.
雨水已经止住了。
The rain is over.
当我们在属灵上面还没有新的带领和亮光，我们好像到了一个属灵的冬天一样。
During our spiritual growth, if there's no moving forward, it's like we reach the winter of our spiritual growth.
我们知道冬天呢，万物都停止了生长。
So we know in winter time, everything stopped growing.
是非常的寒冷的。
It's very cold.
主要带我们经过属灵的冬天，但是主不是要我们一直留在冬天的里面。
The Lord does not want us to stay in winter forever. He's going to lead us to cross the winter.
在以色列地啊，他们的冬天有一点像我们美国西海岸的冬天。
In the land of Israel, their winter is like our winter in the West Coast.
冬天呢也是雨季。
It's very rainy. It's a rainy season.
但是主说现在呢，雨水也停止了。
But our Lord said, rain is over. Rains are gone.
雨对有一些人来讲是觉得是很烦人的事情。你出门要带雨伞，出门要准备好。
Rain to some of us are kind of annoying. We have to get an umbrella, have to get a raincoat to prepare.
但是没有雨，所有的植物也没有办法得着滋润，土地也没有办法得着软和。
But without rain, our plant would not get the proper irrigation. Our soil would not get soft.
所以属灵的经历上面。有的时候我们会遇见呢，好像一个属灵的冬天。
So in our spiritual experience, sometimes we will feel like we're in the winter of our spiritual growth.
这就是前面我们看见的这个女子啊，她思爱成病，她就睡着了。
This is like this virgin girl who just loved her Lord so much and she fell asleep.
她就停顿了。
And she stopped.
他一直想要再重新得回他已经有过的那个经历。
She want to regain the experience that she had from before.
但是主是一直往前的主。
But our Lord is the Lord that's moving forward.
对不起，我要讲一点我年轻时候的经验。
Brother, sister, I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal experience when I was young.
我在18岁的时候，主的怜悯让我有一点让我心中有一个属灵的问题被带到主的跟前去。
When I was 18, because of the grace of our Lord, I had this question that I had to ask in front of our Lord.
因为我对主一直觉得我没有办法完全的信服。
Because to me, when I was at that time, I couldn't completely accept the idea of our Lord God Jesus Christ.
我对主的话语圣经我是信服，但是呢，我却没有经历，这就是我的难处。
I fully believe the word that's on the Bible, but I've never had any experience. That was my difficulty.
我想爱主，但是我爱不动。
I want to love the Lord, but I really don't know how.
我想要过一个圣洁的生活，但是我做不到。
I want to live a holy life, a sanctified life, but I cannot.
弟兄姊妹，那是真是苦恼啊！我在问我自己，我还能不能继续做基督徒呢？
I was so sad, and I asked myself, can I continue to be a Christian?
就在这样的挣扎的里面，主来帮助我，他向我显现他的救恩是何等的真实，他自己是何等的宝贵。
During the suffering that I had personally, the Lord revealed himself to me and showed me how real his salvation was and how real he is.
在那个遇见主的经历的里面。
In that experience that I had with our Lord.
我后来读到以弗所书，我说原来就是这个，就是保罗在以弗所书第二章讲的，使我们与基督一同坐在天上那种的感觉。
My experience, you know, now I'm reading the book of Ephesians. It's like what Paul said in chapter 2. It's like sitting with our Lord in heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，那真是美妙，那真是没有办法用言语形容。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot describe how marvelous, how great that feeling was.
而且主的同在比你丢在游泳池里面水在你周围还要真实。
The presence of our Lord is more real than you fall into a pool and the water surround you.
但是在那个经历以后呢，因为我不明白真理，我也不敢去问别的弟兄姊妹。
But after that experience, I did not understand the truth, and I couldn't really ask other brothers and sisters.
Oh, I'm too timid to ask.
Too timid to ask.
那么我就每天花时间说，主啊，能不能让我再回到那个经历里面。
So I asked my Lord, Lord, can you please bring me back to the experience I just had?
最后我落进极深的黑暗里面。
Then I fall into a really deep darkness.
弟兄姊妹们，那是一个属灵的冬天。
Brothers and sisters, that is the winter of my spiritual growth.
我自己走不出来。
I could not walk out of it myself.
感谢主，主来寻找。
Praise the Lord, he came to find me.
主来呼召。
Praise the Lord, he called me.
主来引导。
He came to lead me.
然后主带我们到了一个新的季节里面。
Our Lord led us into a new season.
主说你现在起来是时候了，因为呢雨水已经止住，冬天已经过去了。
Our Lord said,It's really time for you to rise up because the winter is past, the rain is over.
你出来看看。
Come out, take a look.
百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候。
You're seeing the flowers appearing on earth, all the birds are tripping.
当我们一跟随主，你就发现里面有阳光了。
The moment you start to follow the Lord, you start seeing sunshine within.
一跟随主，我们发现里面开始火热，我们里面温暖。
You feel the warmth after you follow the Lord. The moment you follow the Lord, you feel warm. You feel there's fire that's burning inside of you.
你肯跟随主起来与他同去。
You're willing to rise up and follow our Lord.
我们发现呢，环境不是我们想象的那么糟。
We notice that our circumstances are not so bad.
他说呢，百花都已经开始出现了。
In verse 12, it says, the flowers appeared on earth.
而现在呢，是一个歌唱的季节到了。他说，百鸟鸣放，鸣叫。
The time of singing is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.
还有斑鸠的声音也在我们的境内听见。
The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有听过斑鸠的叫声。
Have you ever heard the singing of a turtle dove?
我们知道你可以听见它的声音，你几乎是看不见斑鸠的，因为它们呢非常的这个害羞，都隐藏在树林树叶的深处。
Turtle doves are very shy. You may hear their voice, but you cannot see them.
但是你听见斑鸠的声音啊，我们就知道春天已经到了。
But when you hear the sound of a turtle dove, you know the spring is here.
这 第十一十二节给我们看见这一个年轻追求主的基督徒啊，他已经开始有了一点与主同死与主同复活的那个经历。
So through verse 11 and 12, we see this virgin girl also really meant, the young believers, start to experience, having the same experience of, our Lord's, death and our Lord's resurrection.
弟兄姊妹们，这个经历啊，不需要等我们信主20年以后才觉察到。
Brothers and sisters, you don't have to wait 20 years after you accept the Lord to have these feelings.
若是你我开始爱慕主耶稣他死的香气，我们愿意与他同死，这个经历很快就会临到我们。
Brothers and sisters, if you love, the fragrance of the death of our Lord, if you're willing to die with our Lord, you will start to notice this feeling.
主不仅让他看见了有主同在那复活的生命啊，使我们看见我们周遭的环境充满了生气。
Not only just that we're with our Lord, but we start to notice that the surroundings around us, because through the resurrection, is fully alive.
第十三节开始啊。
Sorry, verse 13. 讲
到无花果树的果子渐渐成熟了，葡萄树开花放香，我的佳偶，我的美人起来与我同去。
Verse 13, the fig tree mellows, her winter fig.And the vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair ones, and come away.
我们知道无花果一年是结两次的。
We know that fig trees bear fruits twice a year.
在我们西海岸呢，我们后院就有无花果。第一次啊，是在逾越节、复活节的前后。
In our West Coast home, we have fig trees in the backyard. The first time when the tree bears fruit is right around Passover.
那时候还是早春，但是你已经感觉春天的气息了。
It's early spring, but you can feel spring is here.
我到后院去看呢，昨天还没有的，过几天，下个礼拜，它就结出果子来了。
Perhaps I was in the yard yesterday, didn't notice anything, but like a few days later, there's big fruits.
这是因为这个树无花果树经过了冬天了，到了春天温度一变，日光这一照射，它就结果子了。
That's because the fig tree went through winter time, and because of the temperature change and the more sunshine, then the tree started to bear fruit.
这个叫做出熟的果子。
That is called the fruit that's
first fruit.我们知道这就是他一年的第一次的果子，这告诉我们说今年七月底八月的结的大批的果子就跟这个果子一样。
There will be more fruits to come in June or July, July or August. That just look just like that.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面呢用无花果来描写神的儿女们。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible used the figs to represent the God's children.
无花果的它没有开花，就在树枝上面就忽然就长出一个果子来。
Fig trees don't have flowers, but, you know, on the branch of the fig tree, there is fruit.
有人植物学家告诉我们说这无花果不是没有花，只是它的花是隐性的花。
Some plant scientists told us that the flowers of a fig tree, that they just don't show, but they do have flowers.
它这个花长出来结出的果子啊，它里面满了生命，满了种子。
The fruit that the tree will bear is full of life and full of seeds.
你知道我们都吃过无花果，一咬里面全是种子，非常的甜。
We know that when you bite into a fig, it's full of seeds, it's really sweet.
这是主带我们经历属灵的冬天产生出来的结果。
This is the result of our Lord leading us through the winter of our spiritual life.
有过这样经历的人，他在祷告，别人就感觉到他能够供应我。
When this person have gone through this winter of spiritual life, when they pray, people around us feel like, wow, this person can supply, can help me.
他祷告里面带着基督，带着生命供应我们。
His or her prayer.Has Jesus Christ, has our Lord that's within, so it can help me.
或者他在教会里面事物的侍奉跟以前完全不一样
了。Or the serving that he or she is doing in church is totally different.
带着基督的美丽，带着基督的安息。
Everything he do is do it with the love and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
或者带着基督的甘甜。
It just does things with the sweetness of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是极其宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
在一个聚会里面，若是我们看见有年轻弟兄、有初信弟兄姊妹走到这个光景，那真是叫所有弟兄姊妹的心都感谢和敬拜神。
If anyone in a church has seen a brother or sister who just accepted Jesus Christ and lived this type of life, we all have to bow down and thank our Lord because of that.
不仅无花果结了果子。
Not only the figs have bear fruit.
并且呢葡萄树啊，葡萄园里面葡萄树开花放香了。
But also the vines in with fragrance.
在我住的我们会所后院也有一非常漂亮的葡萄藤。
Where I live right now, behind us, I have a vineyard right now.
有一个
a vine.
Yeah, 有一个 yeah.
Grapevine.
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 Yeah, 我在这里住了15年，我从来没有看见那个花过。我不能说从来没有，我看过一两次。
I lived here about 15 years, but I've only seen flower once or twice.
大概是在三月底四月初的时候。
Maybe it's around March or April.
你根本不觉得它在开花。
You will not notice it's blooming.
因为就是在它的须须上面有一点一点一点的青绿色，有一点点白的，那个就是花了。
This tiny white on the green, then on some really thin part of the vine, that's the flower.
只有几天就不见了，它就开始结果了。
That will only last a few days, and after that, it will start to bear fruit.
圣经上面也用葡萄结果子来描写基督和教会。
The Bible have also used the vine and its fruit to describe our Lord Jesus Christ and our church.
约翰福音15章主耶稣讲到我是真葡萄树你们是枝子。
In the book of John chapter 15 our Lord said I am the grapevine, a grapevine, you are my fruit.
好像葡萄树真正的功用就是结果子。
It's like the purpose of the vine is to bear fruit.
它虽然开花，但是它好像跳过开花，那个向世人炫耀它的美丽和丰富的那个机会。
Of course, this thing does bloom flowers, but it's more like this vine is skipping this stage where this thing can brag about how beautiful he is, but just start to bear fruit right away.
弟兄姊妹们，主用这些。来带领我们与他同去。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is taking, is leading us through all of these.
一个与主同去的人是一个常常歌唱赞美主的人。
When we are walking with our Lord, or we're following our Lord, we often sing and praise our Lord.
一个与主同去的人，别人只听见他爱慕主的声音，却看不见他这个人。
When we are following our Lord, other people around us should only hear our voice, but not to see us.
他一点都不显扬自己，像斑鸠一样。
This person does not show us, just like the turtle dove, always in hiding.
一个与主同去，脱开己生命的人，他就默默无声的就结出甜美的果子来。
A person who have completely separated him or herself from their old self,will be quietly bear fruit.
能够像无花果像葡萄一样。
It's like figs and it's like our grapevine.
在天主教时期有一个爱主的弟兄叫做 San Francis of Assisi.
There's a brother's name, San Francis of Assisi, in the Catholicology of...
In the Catholic period.
Catholic period.
他写了一首诗歌说让我爱而不受感戴。
He wrote a hymn called Let Me Love But Not
Be Appreciated by Others. 我没有好好的 准备好把它歌那个第几首我们等一下查一下哈。但是尼弟兄把它写成了中文。
The brother of Watchman Nee have translated into Chinese.
还有另外呢他也写了一首葡萄一生的故事。
This brother also wrote The Life of a Grape.
弟兄姊妹们这都是雅各书的经历。
Brothers, sisters, this is all the experience through the Book of Song of Song.
所以我碰见有一些弟兄姊妹哈我知道他们没有信主以前的过去的光彩哈我都非常吃惊的。
Brothers, sisters, you know, when I've seen brothers, sisters who, before they accepted the Lord, the type of achievement they had, I was very surprised.
但是他们信了主以后你完全摸不到他们以前是做什么的。
But after they have accepted Christ, you have no clue what they did beforehand.
我们有一位姊妹呢她以前是一个电视台晚上六点钟的女主播。
We had this sister who were the TV host of the primetime news.
她真是长得非常漂亮。
She's gorgeous.
而且她说话讲话真是有条有理清清楚楚而且呢又温柔又好。
Her manner sounded like a news station reporter, very kind, very tender, very organized.
但是呢我从认识他开始我从来不知道他过去他讲了我吓一跳。
The moment I met her, I have no clue what she did, but when she said, oh, I was a TV station host, I was very surprised.
我说你以前的生活是光彩夺目啊。现在是非常平淡平淡像水一样。
I said, you had a glorious life before you accepted Christ, but now your life is quite ordinary. It's just as peaceful as just a pool of water.
你怎么会有这种转变呢
How did you have this change?
他告诉我说伯弟兄我信主的时候我看见主的美丽。
She said, Brother Bor, when I accepted the Lord, I saw how beautiful our Lord is.
我所有过去以前令人羡慕的东西我都觉得是非常低俗的。
All my achievements, things that I had, that people wanted, that was just cheap to me.
弟兄姊妹你愿不愿意做无花果
Brothers and sisters, would you like to be a fig?
只把自己果实的甜美给人而不炫耀自己。
Not to show off yourself, but only give the sweetness of your own fruit.
你愿不愿意做葡萄
Brother says, would you like to be a grape?
有花但是几天就没有了。
You have this tiny flower, but it will disappear in days.
等到结出葡萄这葡萄愿意丢到榨里面去把它踩碎。
Then you go, you put your grape into the crushing machine and get crushed.
使它成为甜美的酒供应人。
So it can become a sweet wine to supply, to support you.
所以主讲完这些说我的佳偶我的美人起来与我同去。
So after that, our Lord said, my love, my favorite one, come away.
弟兄姊妹这是一个更深生命操练的一个呼召。
Brothers, sisters, this is the call to a deeper, exercise of our life, our spirit.
弟兄姊妹这个操练就是愿意向主。
Brothers, sisters, this is the exercise of to be more like our Lord.
第十四节，主称这一个追求他的女子说：“你是我的鸽子。”
Now in verse 14, our Lord has called this virgin my dove.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常亲密的称呼。
Brothers, sisters, this is a very closed name.
主在第十四节里面讲到说我的鸽子啊你在磐石穴中在陡岩的隐秘处求你容我得见你的面貌得听你的声音。
In verse 14 says, my dove in the cliffs of the rock in the covers of the precipice. Let me see thy, countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, thy countenance is comely.
Comely, 啊，这比较古老的英文。啊，谢谢弟兄啊，很体贴。我们知道，鸽子是在禽类里面用来代表它的与人无伤、驯良的一个表号。
In a dove, in representation of all avian animals, it's the representation of being kind, not hurting, and represent peace.
或者这样讲啊，它是 harmless.
Oh, harmless.
Yeah, 它不会带给人任何，没连小孩子都不怕鸽子，对不对？
Dove is quite harmless. Not even like little children don't even afraid of doves.
主耶稣在马太福音第十章要打发十二个使徒出去的时候。
In the book of Matthew in chapter 10, when the Lord is sending the 12 disciples to go out.
主在那里跟他们讲说啊，你们要驯良像鸽子一样。
The Lord said, you have to be kind like doves.
在有的英文翻译啊，这个就 harmless like a dove.
In other,
第十六节。
In Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, our Lord said, behold, I sent you as therefore to guiltless as doves.
Yeah.
Or harmless as doves.
Yeah, guiltless 或者 harmless. 这讲到进入侍奉。
This is talking about entering into servitude. When we are serving, some of our natural self is very brave.
也有的人呢，是很，很害羞的。
Some of us are timid and shy.
很内向的。
We're introverts.
弟兄姊妹们，不管怎样，主要带我们往前去，在侍奉中学十架的功课。
Regardless, brothers and sisters, when our Lord is leading us into serving, we are learning the lesson of the cross through serving.
主盼望我们呢，像他的鸽子一样。
Because our Lord is hoping that we can be like his doves.
我们主自己在地上的侍奉就是与人无伤的。
Our Lord, his own service on this earth was harmless to all others.
这一个与人无伤还有一个意思就是没有掺杂的。
Another meaning of this being harmless is that nothing is mixed in.
就是今天我们在侍奉中呢不是一半是基督一半是世界这个掺杂这不是鸽子。
Some servings in church right now is like half of it is our Lord Jesus Christ, the other half is the world. It's not going to be like that. That's not a dove.
主用鸽子来描写，鸽子呢害羞啊，所以它躲藏在陡岩的隐秘处。
In verse 14 it says because dove are so shy, he's hiding the cliffs of the rocks.
在磐石的穴中，这都讲到他愿意学十架功课。
This is all representing that, he's willing to learn the lessons of the cross.
我们有时候学十架功课是很好，但是学到的一个比较极端的情形，就是什么都不愿意表现，该说话也不说话了。
It's great that we are willing to learn the lesson of the cross, but sometimes we can go into extreme that.We don't want to talk. Even for the moment we're supposed to be speaking, we refuse to do so.
连在聚会中啊，圣灵感动我开口祷告，我都不祷告，因为我是学十架功课。
It's just so extreme that, in our fellowship, our spirit has moved us to pray, and we say, oh, we don't want to pray, we're learning the lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我讲一点很有趣的事情。我年轻的时候，有很多我同年纪的弟兄姊妹追求要认识主，要向主。
Brothers and sisters, when I was in my younger age, there's quite a few of our friends who were willing to follow our Lord.
所以一到要聚会的时候大家都很早到会场，每一个人都闭着眼睛安静坐在那里。
So during a time fellowship, people will come early and they will sit there and be quiet and close their
eyes. 然后领会的年长弟兄姊妹讲说，我们现在一起啊，来赞美啊。我们如果你有感动，请你开口祷告。结果没有人开口，每个人都闭着眼睛做盖恩夫人。
So the master of service will say, "Oh, okay, brothers and sisters, it's time to praise the Lord." Those brothers will just sit there and just be silent.
所以有一个年长弟兄啊，他就讲，他说你们坐在不是盖恩夫人，一坐一坐像坟墓一样，墓碑一样都不动了。
They are, you know, when they are being silent, they want to learn how to be, the Lady Cain. But the brother who, the elderly brother said, you're not like Lady Cain. You're more like a tomb. So you just sit there and don't do anything.
这个盖恩夫人英文叫 Madame Dion.
Madame Dion, oh, okay.
Dion, 她是一个法国人。所以她的发音是 Dion.
Okay.
Madame Dion, yeah.
Dion.
那么你看啊，我们的主很会鼓励我们追求主啊，不是这一头太偏了，就是到那一头又太偏了，很少走在中间的。
When we follow our Lord, we often go to two sides of the extremes. We never just go in the middle.
好像主啊，渴慕要看我们，听我们的声音呢。
It's like our Lord want to listen to our voice.
主说你不要躲起来，不要躲在十字架的深处了，要出来了。
Our Lord said, just don't hide yourself. Don't come out. I want to see you.
他说呢，让我看见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为其实你的面貌已经柔和了。
Just let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For the sweet is thy voice, thy countenance is comely.
你的面貌已经秀美了，你的声音已经柔和了。
And just your voice is very sweet, and your appearance, your countenance is very comely.
弟兄姊妹，这里说出啊，我们若是肯起来与主同去。
Brothers and sisters, this is saying if we are willing to rise up and follow our Lord.
主要教导我们胜过我们自己的个性和倾向。
Our Lord is saying that we need to overcome our own personal characteristics. And our own situation.
请原谅我再讲一点我自己。
I'm going to share another personal experience.
我年轻起来追求主起步的很晚。
I was kind of late to follow our Lord when I was young.
我在大学一年级的夏天才蒙主怜悯，我才开始有比较正常的聚会生活。
In the second half of my freshman semester, I start to have a regularity when it comes to church life.
I 到聚会里面听弟兄姊妹唱诗，我就感动得不得了。我说主啊，他们怎么这么会唱啊？
When I come to service and listen to brothers and sisters singing hymns, I praise the Lord and say, "Oh Lord, they're so good at it. How come?"
而且这歌词怎么这么美啊？
How sweet are those hymns?
我记得那时候我听到几首这个羔羊是配的诗歌，我的心都要跳出来了。
I heard a few hymns about worthy the Lamb. My heart is about to skip out.
每次唱完诗歌有开放祷告的时间。
After him singing hymns, we have a prayer time.
圣灵感动我都到我的喉咙，我就是说不出话来。
The Holy Spirit has moved me to such a point that the word is almost coming out of me to my throat. I couldn't say anything.
为什么呢？
How so? How come?
因为我跟主说，跟我自己说，我不像他们那么会祷告，他们一开口就成章了，我只能讲说主啊，你好得不得了，我这什么祷告呢？
Because I said to the Lord, Lord, they're so good at it. I mean, whatever they say, they can be written in a book. The only thing I can say is, Lord, you're so good. Lord, you're so good.
所以有一次啊，聚完会，好多时候我聚完会回到家恨自己啊，说。今天主感动，为什么不祷告？就是祷告不出来。
I oftentimes when I go home after a service, I just feel like just so ashamed. How come I didn't say anything? I was so moved today.
所以第十四节对我来讲非常亲切。
So verse 14 is really close to me, really sweet to me.
主说容我得见你的面貌。
Because our Lord said, "Let me see your countenance."
得听你的声音。
Let me hear your voice.
你觉得你自己不像样，但是在我的眼中，你的声音是柔和的，你的面貌是秀美的。
you probably don't see yourself as good or whatnot, but to me, your voice is sweet, your face is comely.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样呢？
Brother, sister, is it really?
我记得有一次我要去参加一个大专的夏令会。
I remember when I was having to go to a retreat for a college student.
我去之前呢，我就挣扎得很厉害。
Before I went, I was struggling a lot.
我非常想去。
Really, really want to go.
但是我又怕到了那里主感动我，我又不祷告。
I was so afraid that when I may not be able to pray, but the Lord has moved me.
你知道那是很痛苦的事情。
Brother, sister, I was very sorrow. I was in a lot of sorrow.
为了那一个礼拜我在家预备啊，我学会了一首诗歌，说求主把我捆绑，我才得着自由。
I learned a hymn during that week. It's the Lord, I ask you to bind me so I can gain freedom.
那一次在聚会中啊。主真是给我勇气开口祷告。我祷告就是别人祷告大概一分半钟了，我大概十五秒就结束了，因为只有那么多话。
Praise the Lord, I learned how to pray in that retreat. Perhaps other people pray for a minute and a half. I only pray for 15 seconds because that's all I have.
但是那是我的心里面的话。
But that's coming out of my heart.
当我祷告完了。真是被主的灵充满了，喜乐的不得了。
But after that prayer, I was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. I was so joyful.
弟兄姊妹，这是雅歌的经历。
Brothers, sisters, this is experience of the Song of Songs.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们呢？若是我们开始追求主耶稣。
As a children of our Lord, if we start to follow him,
我们经历主耶稣十架的救赎，他死就带我到死地。
We're experiencing the death of Jesus Christ. So when he dies, he's taking us to the death where he died.
他活，今天他在我里面活出来。
When he lives, he's living through us, through me.
当我们这样追求主的时候
，When we follow our Lord like that,
不知不觉你的容颜都改变。
Your facial appearance will change.
我们的声音也改变得柔和。
Our voice will start to become tender.
这是属天的美丽从一个追求他的人身上显出来。
That's the beauty from heaven start to appear on people on earth.
我们如果走错路了，我们越追求越表现，把自己都展示给别人看。
But if we're on the wrong path, the more we pursue, the more we follow our Lord, the more we're showing ourselves to everybody.
我们的主何等会鼓舞，会扶持那些追求他的儿女。
How good our Lord is at encouraging the ones who really follows him.
然后第十五节
，verse 15，
好像是主和他的同伴们，也可能是我们周围的弟兄姊妹，向我说话。
Is our Lord speaking to people surround him or just to us?
他说呢，要为我们擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoils the vineyard.
因为我们葡萄正在开花。
For our vineyards are in bloom.
小狐狸啊，最麻烦。
The little foxes are kind of...
他们很会挖洞。
They know how to dig holes.
而且他特别喜欢呢，把葡萄藤的根呢，把它挖出来，使得整个葡萄就枯萎。
They like to dig towards the root of the vine, so the entire grapevine is useless.
弟兄姊妹，所以这里啊，好像是有经验的看守葡萄园的人说的话。
It's like a person who has a lot of experience watching the vineyard has said to you.
我更觉得好像是主。跟我们一起提醒我们，要求要留意根基的问题。
But to me, it's really our Lord speaking to us that we should pay attention to our root.
弟兄姊妹，不要看一些很小的事情，这些小事都影响我们整个属灵的得着和成熟的。
Brothers, sisters, don't underestimate small matters because it can impact our spiritual growth and our gain.
在你我身上，我们都有自己啊不知道的啊，这个英文叫做我们的 hang ups。
we may have, brother says, we may not notice this, but we always have this hang-ups.
比如说有的人喜欢听闲话。
Some people like to listen chatters from others. Gossip, gossip.
有的人呢讲话嘴巴很松。这些都是小狐狸。
Some people have a big mouth. That's all like little foxes.
有的人喜欢呢做别人的老师。
Some people like to teach others.
他讲话总要是最后一个做结尾的人。
They want to be the last person to speak. They want to have the last words.
也有的人很倔强。
Some people are stubborn.
也有一些人呢自我欣赏。
Some people just enjoy themselves so much.
也有的人自觉感很深，所以走到哪里都觉得自己啊两个左手两个左脚，不知道怎么做人。
Some people are, they're too self-aware, so they feel they're so awkward, they don't know how to act.
所以主告诉我们说，我们跟随他起来同去，要脱开这些东西，我们要留意这些小狐狸。
So brothers, sisters, our Lord has reminded us that to follow him, we need to be aware of this little foxes, this little hangers.
这些性格上的操练呢，我们要警醒，而且要殷勤。
Brothers, sisters, this exercise of our characteristics, we need to do it often and we need to be aware.
我们不能忽视。
We cannot underestimate.
We cannot neglect it.
Neglect.
我们也不能马马虎虎 careless.
We cannot be careless.
这虽然可能是很小的事情。
Maybe something tiny.
但是却可能造成非常大的破坏。
But it can have some major impacts.
我们有一点家庭婚姻生活的经验就知道。
If for the ones who are married, we know.
我们基督徒也必须承认，夫妻就是相爱也会闹意见，会吵架。
Even for Christians, couples who love each other, they fight.
有时候彼此生气啊，其实为了鸡毛蒜皮的小事，但是呢，双方就是不让步，那是小狐狸。
They are angry, the couples are angry at each other, maybe for some microscopic matter, but that's just the little fox in your life that's making you upset.
我们弟兄翻得很好 ,microscopic. 另外啊，我们也可以看见在教会侍奉里面。
Just like in our service, in our church.
负责弟兄们都是为着聚会好。
Brothers and sisters all want this gathering to go well, to the service to go well.
这个热心到一个地步，坚持自己，叫所有人都被卡住。
But we're so enthusiastic, but we want to hold on to our own feelings that the entire service is stuck.
我们常常讲教会有瓶颈，都是小狐狸造成的。
We often say our church has been bottlenecked. That's just because of this little fox.
因为某一个人的个性太强了。
Because somebody has a strong personality.
还有一个人真的非常急啊。一听别人误会了他的意思，他就发脾气了，就大声的这个爆炸。
Somebody can be quite temperamental when they're being understood, they will just explode.
我们的己哈，里面有我们的个性。
This old self has our old personality.
Our self life has our own nature.
Our self life has our own nature.
有我们的脾气 ，our own temperament.
As our own temperament.
然后有我们的优点。
As our own advantage.
Strength, 我们的 strength.
A strength.
也有我们自己的强项。
Something we're good at. Something we're good at.
Yeah, our strong point is good at it. 还有我们自己的看法。
And our own perspective.
我们的己常常是从很小的事情上面露出来。
Our self-life will leak out through this tiny matter.
我举一个很小的例子。
Let me give you an example.
伯大尼的家三姐弟非常爱主。
The home in Bethany, the three brothers and sisters, they love the Lord.
但是他们三个人都有他们的小狐狸。
The three all have their own little foxes they have to deal with.
你看马大对不对？他是很有责任感，但是他坐久了以后看不惯他的妹妹，他就到主面前说：“主啊。”你不介意吗？让我妹妹做的不做事，就让我一个人忙。
Martha was responsible for a lot of things. So she started to be upset when Mary's not doing. Now she went to tell Jesus, "Oh no, Mary's not doing anything."
啊，我们知道马大呢是很有分寸的，她到底是大姐。
Martha is a big sister. She so she knows the
你说玛利亚爱主，对不对
？We say Mary loves the Lord.
啊，她都坐在主的脚前。
She's sitting at the feet of the Lord.
但是她弟弟病了死了，主耶稣来了，她就是不去见主。
But when her brother dies and when Jesus comes, she refuses to go see the Lord.
最后人告诉她的姐姐来说，主耶稣来了，她就是不出去。
Even when her big sister said, "The Lord is here, the Lord is here," she refused to come out.
那是什么？那是她的小脾气，那是她的小狐狸。
That's her so-called hang up. That's her little fox.
你知道，我们在教会生活里面呢，迟早我们都会因着和弟兄姊妹交往。我的小狐狸跑出来。
Sooner or later, brothers and sisters, when we're in church and we encounter with our brothers and sisters, our little fox will come out.
若是你爱主的话，你听见主说要为我们去擒拿狐狸，就是小狐狸。
If you love the Lord, if you listen to the Lord, and you should just listen to what He said, take us the fox, the little fox.
如果我们放纵他，不说他那么小没关系的。整个葡萄园就烂掉了。
If we let it go free and say, just so small, doesn't matter, our entire grapevine is ruined.
弟兄姊妹们，这个葡萄园是指着神的家说的。
This vineyard is the house of the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以有时候啊，负责弟兄们苦口婆心，而且非常谦卑的劝我们一下，我们要接受。
So when the brothers and sisters who's in charge, is trying to talk to us, try to help us, we should listen.
啊，这个是我们一起来看守葡萄园。
Because we're watching the vineyards together.
然后这一个追求主的女子啊，她又有一个满意的一个感觉。
Now this virgin who now have a new satisfied feeling.
啊，经过这些的学习啊，她觉得主最爱她。她说：“我的良人属我。”我也属他。
After all this exercise and after all this learning, she feels like, my beloved is mine, I am his.
啊，这个承认呢，他肯承认主，啊，他说主是我的，为什么呢？主都帮我，主都满足我，所以主是我的。
She acknowledged the Lord because she said, to a point that she said, oh, my Lord is mine, I am my Lord, because he's helping me.
然后他才讲到我是属主的。
Then she said, I am his.
啊，你看啊，他没有先说我，他没有先降服，而是先讲到主满足他。
She didn't surrender first, but she just said, the Lord, my Lord is mine, and my beloved is mine.
而他怎么样得着这样的长进和经历呢？
How did she gain such growth?
他说因为他在百合花中牧放他的群羊。
Because he feeds his flock among the lilies.
他是群羊中的一只羊而已。
She is one of the sheep that's in the flock.
弟兄姊妹，这个长进啊，是在教会和弟兄姊妹一同追求主的生活中得着的。
Brothers and sisters, this type of growth can only happen in church. You're among other brothers and sisters.
我们进入雅歌书哈的经历里面，会越过越为着主把我们摆在弟兄姊妹中间，天天感谢。
Brothers and sisters, through the book of Song of Songs, you'll be more appreciative, you'll be more thankful to our Lord because you're among our brothers and sisters day by day.
啊，第十七节哈。又告诉我们说，他又进入了一个属灵的休息黑夜里面。
Verse 17, she entered into another rest of spiritual growth.
他说，只等到我的良人啊，求你等到天起凉风，日影飞去的时候，你要转回。
Until the day dawn and the shadow flees away, turn, my beloved.
啊，弟兄姊妹，中文看好像是等到天。到了傍晚，日影 啊，这个天起凉风，日影飞去，但是刚好跟原文反过来哈，英文翻的比较准。他说，直到天亮，黑影消散的时候，我所爱的，我亲爱的主啊，求你回来。
The Chinese translation sounded like is she's going to darkness, but really it's the opposite. It's really the light is coming out until the day dawn, and the shadows flee away.
这告诉我们什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
第二章后面这一个起来与主同去，这个经历是一个完整的经历，需要经过夜间。
So it really means that the entire experience of following the Lord is complete. It's not complete without going through the darkness.
就是我们里面要有心愿，天天在主面前操练，天天在主面前的祷告。
We must have the will to have this exercise, to pray in front of God every day, to be with Him in front of every day.
这样子啊，他能够祷告说，主啊，等天亮的时候，请你回来。
Therefore, you can have this prayer say, Lord, until the day comes, daylight is here, you will come back.
请你回来的快速的像羚羊或像那个雄鹿一样小鹿一样来到比特山。
It's like, I want you to come back so fast, like a gazelle or a young hart, upon the mountains of Bethel.
这个比特山呢是在以色列地的一个山。
This mountains of Bethel is within Israel.
他把以色列的地形呢两个地区分开来，它是一个分界的山。
It's a dividing mountain splitting Israel in half, into two.
主再回来呢，他把我们的属灵生命从起初起步跟随主要主满足我的经历要把它分开来，那就是进入第三章了。
When the Lord comes again, He will separate us from the original feeling or original place that we have accepted Him, then enter into chapter 3.
我想呢，我今天晚上就简单的和弟兄姊妹呢，就着属灵生命成长的路哈，和大家分享第二章。
I hope today I've shared with you through the spiritual growth and the spiritual path with you guys through chapter 12, chapter 2.
盼望我们这一次读雅歌书哈，不仅仅是知道雅歌的内容，或者他的我们在悟性上知道一些解释而已。
Let's hope this time we read the Song of Songs. Let's not focus on the words or the meanings of certain words in this book.
Not just the spiritual knowledge.
A spiritual knowledge.
成为一条路，使我们可以在生活中与主相交，认识。
Let us be the path that we can meet our Lord in our life, and we can have our Lord in our life.
我在讲啊，第二章是讲到生命要结果子，我们要注重根基的事情。
Chapter 2, let me speak again. Chapter 2 really is, in order to bear fruit in your spiritual life, you need to pay attention to the foundation, to the root.
我相信圣灵呢，还住在我们里面的主耶稣，会在我们身上教导我们哪些事情我们要殷勤，我们要警醒的对付它。
I hope that this, the Lord and the Holy Spirit that's within us will teach us which matter we should practice often, we should exercise often to deal with this, this little fox.
This 我就停在这里，我们一起祷告好吗？
Let me just stop here. Let's have prayers.
我们大概有14分钟、15分钟到9:30哈，请弟兄姊妹自由的开口祷告，好不好？
We have about 14 minutes. Let's pray freely.